Beginnen kann daf mit sechtes ba mit zia daf mem zayn. Beginnen mit albegin tessin as to begin zig morem. Koch lipen mikpad kapti. So Rabbi comes out that for sure people usually are makpad by all chalipen that, as Tosis explained, she is shoving ksas. That Tosis is qualifying. That when he says that the people want to know their value, and the price that says you're not claiming that the donkey is for some other reason. So Tosis says, in other words, that at least they should know that it has somewhat of a value. And sometimes that should be equal, like the object itself. But even if it's not exactly the same amount, it's still going to be kaina with the kinyan of chalipin. Connect says not to begin the Gemara. Rapuna suffik Rabbi Yechna. The Gemara explains to Rapuna the paskins that it's kaina when he gives his friend money in exchange for an object without checking how much. The how much is selling, how much is giving to him. So here's like a bichin because the kinyan case is effective in that Torah, and such a situation they weren't misakin that it shouldn't be kinyan because it's not such a common thing. So that's Tosis. In other words, that the umayri b'Torah is dumb. We're talking about that it's actually working through the medium of a kinyan of kesef, and even the Rabbi Ravun is saying yesh dumb shem kechalipin. That's because he didn't mean that. It says El Hocha Perusha that Vahani Damim, Kibin Le Shchichi, since it's not common, Kechalipin Damim. So it's like Chalipin, but it's like Chalipin on this that it's not common and therefore it's effective. So although the Chamo Mavki the Koyach of the Kinyan Kesem, the Masakin you have to have Meshicha intention to be Koyin as we say on the base. That's why it's going to be Koyin, but again it's through the Kinyan of Damim itself. It does not begin the Gemara, but Kelev Shemakna. That the lady holds the Kinyan Chalipin happens through the Kelev of the Makna that he gives it to the Kaina. And that pleasure that he gets, he's Makna the object to. So Tosis explains and he qualifies, says the Davka be Kelev Shemakna, that yeah, he holds that specifically the Kelev of Makna, but Lev be Kelev Shel Kaina, and now with the Kelev of the Kaina. And it, with that, it won't work. And the reason is because Damikra Yalav Lekaman, because they're not from a pasuk. Later on, as Dagos Mary Landa brings over here, what he means to say is that some Mshalafish Na'alai, that the Goyal gave it to Boyaz. So we see that the one who's being Makna, he gives his Keli to the Kaina. Now, says Taisib Ile Bisava, now if Levi holds Ema Ben Aschalipin, if he holds, first of all, like the Shita of. that you can't do chalipin with a beya. Emachin peiri also doesn't work. Like with Nachman. So in Hayitama, so then the reason the beya knows Kabbalah is double chashav, and so you have to explain that, yeah, how does this work? It has to have the hana, because it's a market of giving to the kaina. It has to be the hana of Kabbalah's Dabba Chashav, something significant, Dumi Denal, like a shoe, but that's excluding Blimat Be'a Peri, that they're not considered Dabba Chashav, for that Hano that the Makna is getting by giving to someone else, that's what we're learning out from now. Next, this Matta begins, Gemara Gula is a Mechira. It refers to selling Mechira, Oimad, like it says, the Pasuk Melo Yigol Benimka. So it says, Taisa Dabba Chashav, that's difficult to Rabbi Entam, the Adrab, the country, Pasuk Mechira, the Gula in a Mechira. What I mean, because it says, it's two different things, there's Yigol Benimka. So obviously, Gula is not Mechira. So El Gar is rather his gears is Lo Yigoyal. It's the pasuk Lo Yigoyal that Chsib Maisa Behema. And by meaning the parak called him Zim Gedoshin, the Gemara says Baruch Tablam Beizim and Aleph, the high Lo Yigoyal is Lo Yimachrihu, means don't sell, which is the Ein Anim Kalechev Leishachah, they cannot be sold, not alive, not slaughtered. That's the source for the Halacha. Now, Fadra Ben Tam, he says, Gula Zimachira, this is learning out that first the selling, what does it mean to say? To the kinyan that you acquire the object, which is according to Birchna Gula Bekesef, because that's Ikka Min HaTorah. Rosh Lakish b'Meshicha, according to Rosh Lakish, it's with Meshicha, which is Ikka Kinyan Min HaTorah. And Temucha Zu Chalipin, what does that mean? That means Shal Shav B'Shava, that if it's the equal amount, the equal amount according to everyone that works, I fill up a Peri, even with Peri. When it says in the pasuk l'kayim kol davar to validate everything, that's l'rabbis enish of b'shaba. When it's not the same amount, lamar according to one opinion, af b'mabeya uperi, and l'kor l'mar dafka b'kli, which that has to be dafka with a kli. But the kin from a sudr is including even when it's not the same amount. The only shaila is the only machlekes is regarding would that apply only by keli or like a sudr or even by a peri and a matbea. Next, just at the beginning of the gemara, koinim b'kli. Av b'shemesh on pruta. You could require with a kli a chalip, and even if it's not worth a pruta. So it's been doing to say a parakol shalting by himself. Now the mezim bezim in the gemara tells us that by benasim like koin sakodesh, that when we say that when the tzar has to return the truma that he ate to the koin, the ainus in the pocha is mishav pruta. That giving means it can't be less than the value of pruta. So b'chanamik se benasim l'rei here it says benasim l'rei. So why could the chalipin be if it says benasim less than the pruta? Shem tzar big says now the hasam avetashlumen shegazel ahekdesh. That's payment for gezel that he stole. That can't be less than Shabbat Bruta. Like we find a Me'ila, which is also payment, has to be a Shabbat Bruta. And the sin is minol, but this giving of the shoe, who Eyu is giving to his friend, but in the sin is mom, is not giving up money. So therefore, it doesn't have to be a Shabbat Bruta. Like we find giving him a, it says he has to give the get in their hand. Having the sin is get, that's also giving of the get, but in the sin is mom, it's not the monetary value of it. You don't train the get, like the Moses says the second pair of get, the Prophet Aleph. Which cause all this year on if you write on something that's meant to have benefit, which has no monetary value, kosher, it's valid. The Gemara Chulin of Lamazamin Beis, and the sin is truma, where you have to give truma, where the chita achas pateres is a kri, one kernel exempts the whole thing, even though it's not worth a pruta. And Vegabe Sicha, regarding anointing with the Shemen HaMishcha, the Pasuk said, Vashe Yitain, that he's going to give, even a minute amount, because regular amount of is one who says increased above and base of the culture, it's a minute amount. Now, Avagav, the Me'ilahi, although that's really misappropriation of the Shemna Mishcha, and the Mishcha because it says Sicha, anointing the Mashmah culture, it sounds like even a minute amount. Madam Mekazayas, the one who holds it's only if the size of an olive, Tabakrabban Dabashal, the Amri that they say, I think where it brings the Psalchim over there, that the Sinda Bekazayas, that the amount of giving is the size of Gezayis, Kizar Shachal Truma, which is equivalent to the amount of how much Gezayir is liable for if he eats Truma. And for example, Levayna, Divini Gezayis, regarding the frankincense of the Isra of putting Levayna, is the share of Gezayis. As you remember, in Perkel Menachas, Menachas, and Tezman Beis, and over there in Samach HaMan Aleph, Ayim of the Chayr, this is also Me'ilah, which should be a halacha of a pruta. So that's mishum the shani. That's for a specific reason. Is because it changed miloshin tzima the askelbe. Start off with the terminology of lo yasam alel shemen. Changed the wording of the pasuk to say velit na lelavina. Sounds like it's coming to say that it's enough with the kizayis to be liable and not in the shear of like we say by me'ilah. Of a pruta. Next is matam in the Gemara lafuki chatzi rimim bchatzi eggers deloy. When it says now something specific which comes to exclude a half a pomegranate, half a nut, which is not kosher for kinyan b'suda. Now so it says b'suda the gimel al gimel. Now regarding a kerchief that's 3x3, damal al perikama that the Gemara says in the first paragraph of Zayin Medalef, the command the pasuk dummy, which is that it's like as if it's severed. So chashtav mesubim says that's considered a distinct thing, and therefore that would work for the kinyan of chalipin.